Track 8, The World of Bats. Carlsbad Cavern is a sanctuary for hundreds of thousands of Brazilian free-tailed bats. During the day, they crowd together on the ceiling of Bat Cave, a passageway near the natural entrance of Carlsbad Cavern. In this darkened home, they are seen only by scientific researchers. At nightfall, the bats leave the cave in gigantic swarms. Silhouetted against the night sky like a dark, swift-moving cloud, the bats make their most dramatic display. Other extraordinary characteristics of bats, their natural sonar system and their ability to fly, make these creatures of darkness of great interest. Echolocation. Like most species of bats, Brazilian free-tailed bats navigate and locate their prey by emitting ultra-high-frequency sounds. Known as echolocation, this natural sonar system is similar to that used by dolphins and whales. When a bat's signals strike an object, they are reflected back and heard by the bat. The bat then takes whatever action is appropriate, whether it be zeroing in on a moth or other flying insects, or swerving to avoid a tree limb. Brazilian free-tailed. As many as 7 types of bats may roost in Carlsbad Cavern, but none is as prevalent as the Brazilian free-tailed. This dark brown to gray bat is distinguished by its long, narrow wings and a free-dangling, skinny tail. Only a part-time resident of Carlsbad Cavern, this migratory bat stays here and in other southwest caves from early spring through October. It flies to tropical Mexico and further south for the winter. Bat families in the cave. Bat Cave serves as a summer home, a daytime refuge, and perhaps most importantly, a maternity roost for the Brazilian free-tailed bats. The bats, which are mammals, migrate from Mexico to Carlsbad Cavern each year to give birth and raise their young. Young are born in June, under the cover of darkness and away from predators or disturbances. A female usually has just 1 offspring each year. Each birth occurs on the ceiling as the mother hangs by her toes and thumbs. The baby, called a pup, clings to its mother or the ceiling. For the next 4 to 5 weeks, the pup stays on the ceiling. During the day, mothers and pups hang there in clusters, resting and nursing. As many as 300 bats may crowd into 1 square foot. At night, the young are left in the cave while the adults leave to feed. How does a mother ever find her own baby in the teeming mass of pups? She remembers her pup's location, its scent, and the sound of its cry. In July or August, each young bat takes its first flight, joining the adults on nightly forays. In late October or early November, the adults and young leave for Mexico and return next year.
On the top half of the page is a photograph with the caption, "Mexican Free-tailed Bat Flight." Hundreds of dark brown-colored bats are scattered across the broad, deep blue sky. We can see the green treetops as we are looking up to see these bats in flight.
Night flight. The spectacular flight of the Brazilian free-tailed bat begins with a few bats fluttering out of the natural entrance of Carlsbad Cavern. In a matter of minutes, a thick bat whirlwind spirals out of the cave up into the darkening night sky. Out of the cave, thousands of bats wind together toward the southeast to feed in the Pecos and Black River valleys, where they gorge on moths and other night-flying insects. Using echolocation, each bat may catch and eat more than half their body weight in insects in a single night. The exodus can last from 20 minutes to 2.5 hours. With the coming of dawn, the bats begin flying back to the cave individually or in small groups. They re-enter the cave almost as remarkably as they departed. Each bat positions itself high above the cave entrance, then folds its wings close to its body and plummets into the blackness of Carlsbad Cavern, making strange buzzing sounds as it does. One by one, the bats return to the safety of Bat Cave, where they sleep until dusk the next evening.